Yes, this is WSGW. And yes, it is your morning team show. Dave and Pat and Charlie and you. Welcome on your Wednesday morning edition.
One life, I'm gonna live it up. I'm taking flight, I said, I'll never get enough. Stand tall, feeling young and kind of proud.
Hey, we were talking about this when the show opened last hour.
I'm on top, as long as the music's loud.
I thought, hey, as long as we mentioned it, we might as well give you a taste of it in case.
If you think I'll sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool, cause it's a case of do or die.
In case you've forgotten.
Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I let it go, you're bad. You got another
I tried.
Thing coming.
Pat Boone, in a metal mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy, was subtitling the album.
What year was this, bro?
I think this was like 1997, somewhere in the 1990s. When he decided to cover a number of metal and hard rock songs.
Wearing metal and chains and everything.
Exactly right, yeah.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, I do. Put on the leather. Got a lot of attention.
That was the point.
And he did. And he said he did for fun, wanted to do something he'd never done before.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was.
He made jokes about himself. And since we started with Judas Priest this morning, and this is the song we used because of K.K. Downing, a member of Judas Priest's 70th birthday today.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that.
It just popped in my mind when I said, wasn't that one of the songs that Pat Boone did?
And now Pat Boone's doing commercials for Relief Factor. He's not moving quite as well as he did back then, although he's still active.
Oh my. Yes, and it caused some controversy for Pat.
No,
in his
did it really?
Circle of friends, especially those that he associates with his clean image that he had, and he had to say, "Let's just settle down. We're just doing this for fun. Yeah, it's okay."
To lighten up.
You know, it did expose him to an audience that had no clue of who he was, and a lot of people gave him credit and suggested that while the songs themselves, he certainly had to Pat Boone-ize, if you will.
Yeah, right.
They thought he didn't do too bad as far as, you know, adhering to the originality of the song and the music, using it himself.
He got into the beat and rhythm, yeah.
So it was a shocker. But anyway.
But not quite the same as Judas Priest.
No, not quite. Not quite.
When's the last time you ever played Pat Boone and Judas Priest within the same hour? Has that ever happened in your radio career?
Boy, you know, I'm not sure. I think this might be a first. Right. This might be a first.
Yeah, radio first.
Yeah. And we'd have to do some research now, and I'm sure this would be easy to find. Has Judas Priest ever covered a Pat Boone song?
Doubtful.
Doubtful? Don't know, but doubtful, I'd say. Probably, yeah.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
Maybe they did. I don't know. I'll have to go back and look. Yeah.
To have him, have like Judas Priest in concert and have him, have Pat Boone come up on stage and
cover some Pat Boone.
Or the reverse.
Right.
Which would have been more shocking to which audience?
That's right. You sure would.
Well, that's, you know, that's
to both, to both audiences equally.
Am I in the right arena? What did I pay for here?